A hotel building boom near the Greater Columbus Convention Center and in the Short North is underway. Four new hotels are in the works right now, with another hotel expanding. That will create nearly 1,100 additional rooms in the downtown area within the next several years. The Canopy by Hilton is set to open this month at 77 East Nationwide Boulevard. With me to talk about hotel space is Brian Ross, President and CEO of Experience Columbus. Thanks for coming outside to talk with me.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day. We're glad to be here in the Arena District.
Is this a unique period for building hotel rooms downtown?
It is. Our community is growing, very vibrant at this point in time, and as we would like to say, thriving in Central Ohio. So the more visitors, the more development we have, the better off our community is.
Why are all of these hotels needed?
As the community grows, the need for visitors grows with it. So right now we are fortunate to have a very successful convention center. And the overall square footage of the convention center is fourth in what we have as a competitive set. And unfortunately, we do not have the convention hotel rooms to support the fourth largest convention center in our competitive set. So we are working very hard, not only to add hotel rooms, but to be strategic in the development.
How much of this is a response to us missing out on big events like the 2016 Democratic Convention?
That had a somewhat of an effect on this, but I would say the overall development and the growth of the community, the businesses that are here, the entrepreneurs, the startups, residents moving downtown, a lot of our key attractions such as the National Veterans Memorial Museum, we're bringing in more and more travelers.
What will this mean then to help Columbus compete with other cities its size? I understand that right now the city sits ninth in the number of hotel rooms available compared to similar size cities.
Correct. We are ninth out of the 11 cities or 10 cities that we compete with. What this will do is it will put us up to seventh. So it does allow us to become more competitive. However, I would say that we need to continue to develop convention hotel rooms so that we can be more competitive for the large conventions coming into the community.
Hotels might help us get big events, but they also sit empty sometimes. And critics say they don't really add to the culture of a city. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say they don't sit empty. Most of the occupancy right now downtown is around 70-72%. So that's a healthy occupancy, even when there are large and smaller groups in town. We're very fortunate that we have a vibrant festival season, which brings a lot of travelers in during the summer. By adding new hotels, you bring in new business into the community too, that is supported by the convention center.
All of these hotel rooms will be good news for city coffers since we have a hotel tax. This bed tax brought in nearly $50 million in revenue last year, and that should only be increasing then going forward.
Absolutely. That's a great thing about the hotel bed tax is that it will increase. It was about $48 million last year. With these hotels and increased business, which is something I need to stress, with the increased business, we plan on growing that. And that's important because it supports our the Greater Columbus Arts Council. It also supports 30 human service organizations and the Affordable Housing Trust.
There's a lot of construction going on, and it can annoy people too. How much longer will all of this building be going on?
Construction can be a challenge, but the way we look at it, and honestly, when we have customers come from other communities that are looking at us as a destination, they count the cranes, they count the orange barrels. They see that as vibrancy, as growth, as a thriving community, and we view it the same way.
How many jobs will the hotels add then?
Right now, the industry supports over 78,000 jobs in Central Ohio, so it will have a significant increase in that, so we're excited.
I've been talking with Brian Ross, President and CEO of Experience Columbus, about the hotel building boom in downtown Columbus and the Short North. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you for the time.